You know, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, blessed is a man who reads the Word.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Just simply reading the Bible, and all of a sudden, God shows up and blesses. This happens to you a lot.
I just love it when you're sitting there. I can see you're fixing to go off on somebody. I see your face, and I'm thinking, what is he going to come up with?
It happens to you a lot where you're just kind of reading along, and it's kind of like random acts of God. It seems that he just kind of shows up for you. But he loves me. He does. He does.
he shows me the neatest things through his random kindness.
He does. It's random acts of love when he shows up.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit GreatCommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
You dreamed of a close, passionate marriage, but your partner checked out long ago. You prayed for the day when you could have a child. That day has come and gone, and your greatest joy is now your deepest pain. That's what we're talking about today. How to keep loving, even when the love hurts.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Great Commandment Radio. How-tos for loving God and loving others, truly experiencing the greatest of all the commandments in the real world, in a world where often relationships hurt. Our focus all of this week on Great Commandment Radio, relationships that work. But what if you've given it your best shot? What if you've run out of options? We have all been at the end of our rope in some relationship. We've all felt like we've loved and lost. On today's edition of Great Commandment Radio, you'll find out what to do if you have lost hope for a relationship. We'll also be exploring how to keep loving when loving hurts. So join us with David and Teresa Ferguson as we renew our motivation for making relationships work.
You may have even heard this expression, where there's a will, there's a way. And yet, you know, a lot of times that you have been willing, the desire's been there, the longing's been there, that relationship to work, but it seems like your best attempts just they've just failed.
On Great Commandment Radio today, we're talking about a very, if you will, painful subject for a lot of people. There's a great heartache when it seems our demonstrations of love go unnoticed, go unreturned. Maybe an adult child who has gone their own way and compromised or moral, ethical failures. Maybe we've sought to care for a spouse, a family member, a friend. We've reached out. We've apologized. We've sought to care and to give, but it's gone unnoticed, unreturned. Love somehow hurts. When loving hurts. That's the subject of today's Great Commandment Radio program. And our hope is together we can explore the realities that just as Christ continued to love and love, and oftentimes find the love unreturned, you and I can gain insights in how we together can explore relationships that work even when the love goes unreturned.
You may find yourself in the situation where you have loved somebody and they're not responding or receiving your love. Please know that our hearts are hurting for you. We have compassion for you. And we know that it hurts to keep loving at times like this. And we're heartbroken every time we hear about a marriage partner, a family member, a parent, or a child, as they share with us about the hurts that they endure.
There really is a sadness in our heart every time that we hear of those times of loss and sadness and disappointment. And also, we want to remind you that God cares. The reality is that we have a Christ who really does weep with those who weep. As you have found your love unreturned, if you have found your confessions unnoticed, as you have found your attempts to care and love going unreturned, there's a sadness in the heart of God. He's saddened also. And in today's program, we're going to explore another mystery. Another mystery that as you continue to love, as you continue not to give up, as you continue to love, something mysterious takes place. Because in some mysterious way, you are blessing God. You are loving Him. Thanks for joining us today. In our next segment, we're going to explore that mystery of how you and I have the privilege to so live and love others around us, even when that love doesn't come back, that it touches the heart of Christ. Have you ever thought about the fact that Christ had a lot of His love unreturned, unnoticed? We'll explore that in the next segment. Thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio.
David and Teresa Ferguson. More insights to loving when loving hurts as we continue on Great Commandment Radio. If you haven't visited our website, we've got a lot of free downloads for you this week. Go to greatcommandment.net. We have material on learning how to love the real God and the priority of love, a drama in forgiveness, and much more at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. Also order your copy of The Great Commandment Principle by David and Teresa Ferguson and resources for single adults and parenting and church leadership. Go browse greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Back after this.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. To enter into Him with thanksgiving and praise.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Could I ask you to believe God for this? For those of us in ministry leading small groups, trying to disciple people in local churches, I believe our churches are filled with people who are there doing it out of duty and obligation, rather than imagine people involved in ministry and discipleship, in serving, in hospitality, in teaching, preaching, the people behind these pulpits who are living out the wonder. I can't get over the wonder that I get to do this.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders, perhaps through a More Than Married workshop or our Never Alone initiative or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
Of us in our churches and in ministries, if we were to ask of our people in your small groups, your Bible studies on a Sunday morning, how many of you know of hurting, disappointed people around you in the workplace, as family members, teenagers, single adults, people in the workplace who are lonely, marriages on the rocks? I think you'll find that all the hands would go up and people know about people really laying beside the road. What we want to try to do is to better prepare all of us to make that journey across the road, like the Good Samaritan, to minister his love to them.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. We hope you'll have the opportunity one of these days to attend one of our Intimate Life Ministries conferences or workshops. They are held literally around the world in churches of various sizes and denominations. Practical, hands-on, experiential workshops. Go to greatcommandment.net for information and schedules. Greatcommandment.net. In a world of hurt, in relationships that are often filled with hurt, how can we keep our compassion?
David, let's make this real. Let's make this practical. And I need to ask you this question. Are we saying that I just need to forget and go on, forget about how much this hurts, how much it hurts being in a relationship with a person sometimes? Do I just pretend that everything's okay? Because I'm just loving Jesus.
That's not what we're talking about at all. In fact, in the previous teaching segment, it was very interesting. If we followed the life of Christ, who, as he prayed in that Garden of Gethsemane, he was hurting. And as he reached out to those that he needed, can you come pray with me just 1 hour? They weren't there for him. Went to sleep. And in response to your question, he didn't just shrug his shoulders and say, well, that's the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
He actually was vulnerable with his pain. What we're talking about is, first of all, to realize that when love is not responded to, when our care and love is unnoticed, it hurts. So we don't deny that hurt. There is a vulnerability with it. And there's also a need oftentimes to share it with another person, to let someone know in our life that we really are saddened. We've grown weary in continuing to care for this adult child that doesn't seem to listen to us or to God, so that we're not alone in that journey. And as we mentioned in our first segment, I know it's been helpful to me at times, Teresa, to turn aside and to allow the Spirit of God to remind me that in my sadness, discouragement, in my disappointment, that Christ cares, that there's a sadness in his heart for me. That's a part of what we're talking about. And then we're also talking about this mystery that we have the privilege to in some way bless Christ as we continue to love as we have been loved.
All right, what about this mom? What about the mom that's having a hard time loving the son? I mean, she keeps reaching out, trying to love him, but is all she gets from him is kind of a slap on the hand. She's trying to love him, and is all she experiences is his bitterness and his anger towards her.
Again, practically, we would say to this mom, first of all, don't go through this alone. This mom needs a friend. She needs a journey mate, we would sometimes say. Hopefully her husband if she's married, but as a single mom, maybe she's got that special friend that she's able from time to time, maybe after one of those visits to the jail, when the anger has hurt her deeply, where she's able to share her heart, where she's able to turn aside, even as Christ did, and to hurt, and to allow some of God's comfort to love her through this friend, through her spouse, through the journey mate, with a few tender words of sadness that she's going through that. She needs to sense that there really is a caring, concerned God who hurts for her. That's a critical part of how it is that we can continue to have relationships that work. Our love grows cold when we're not touched with the compassionate care of a God who cares. So turn aside, receive that, so that she can find the hope and the encouragement to continue to share with her son, in this case, the strength of Christ's love toward him.
I remember, David, us having an experience with this young man, and he was estranged or distant from his dad, and he wanted to really experience love from his father, but the father was rejecting him, and this can be a really deep, deep hurt. He was rejecting him because the father was upset with him about his new faith, about his new belief. In fact, this father was so upset with him that he decided he wouldn't even attend this young man's wedding. So what is he to say? What do we to say to people out there with the same kind of experience of father rejecting you, maybe because of your religious beliefs and you're wanting to reconnect with him?
Again, those kind of painful experiences, regrettable, are part of life in a fallen world. Christ talked about we're in a world of tribulation, and for this young man, he was experiencing the tribulation, the pain of that kind of rejection from an earthly father. And as strange as it sounds, we would say those are the times where we've got to turn aside and receive. We need to receive of some of the compassionate, caring love of the real God, sometimes through friends and loved ones, and then sometimes directly from him. I know it helps me to just, again, turn aside in some of my times of disappointment and just imagine the strength of John 11:35, the simple words of the Bible that says Jesus wept. In this case, he wept for his friend Mary, and I can't help but think, Teresa, that we have a Christ who weeps for this young man.
Mm-hmm.
The real Jesus has tear-filled eyes toward this one who's been rejected by his earthly father. There's a saddened Jesus. As strange as it sounds, in these kind of painful times, we have to first learn to receive. And then the mystery of what we've explored today is also to realize that oftentimes in our sadness, in our hurting, in a strange way, as we continue to love, as we continue to care, Christ is saying to us, when you have done it unto the least of these, you have done it unto me. Imagine this young man continuing to reach out to invite his father, to care for his father, to send his father a note on his birthday. There's something mysterious about this man continuing to love his dad, even when he's being unloved by his dad. And in some strange way, as he has done it unto his earthly father, Christ talks about, we have done it unto him. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, that is a powerful motivation. A powerful motivation that I can in some way bless the heart of God as I love, as he has loved me. Meditate on that. And in our closing segment, we'll give additional practical ideas about how you, as you walk through life's tribulations and find yourself with love that hurts, can at the same time find hope. Thanks for joining us today. Visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll find helpful resources in your life journey in relating to God and other people. You'll find there this week's resource entitled The Great Commandment Principle, how you and I can live out the reality of his life and love with those nearest us. On the other side of the break, we'll see you then.
David and Teresa Ferguson. Order their book, The Great Commandment Principle. Catch up on all the downloads you've missed from Great Commandment Radio. Find out about our chat rooms, our Great Commandment network of churches, ministries for parents and single adults, and much more. GreatCommandment.net. That's GreatCommandment.net. Final thoughts with David and Teresa right after this break. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
A stingy God would have never given you Jesus. And when you think about Christ on the cross, it's the evidence of a very generous God.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
And as we imagine Christ at Calvary, we find there the answer, am I worth it? Am I worth it? It's a declaration that not of our merit, but the Heavenly Father, by the gift of His Son, has said, you are worth the gift of my Son. He did it for you.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. What inspires compassion, even in relationships that hurt? Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. Let's return to Teresa and David Ferguson.
Okay, now that we're back, I want to encourage those of you that are having trouble loving. You're having trouble loving because loving hurts. It's been hurtful trying to love somebody and they haven't loved you back. What can I do? What would I recommend? What I would recommend is find another person, a same-sex friend, and we call them a journey mate, that you can share your burden, care about you and the hurt that you're experiencing. Please don't hurt alone through this. Make sure it's someone who can truly comfort you. Now remember, let's talk about what comfort is. Comfort is listening to your pain and then demonstrating care. Now, this is what it looks like. It doesn't look like trying to fix your pain, trying to cheer you up, or give you advice. But it's somebody that offers words of comfort. It hurts me that you're going through this. I'm sad that you're having to experience that. And these words of comfort will help ease your pain.
You know, Teresa, just to follow on to that advice, I know sometimes you and I, with married couples, when they've experienced similar dimensions of pain, maybe it is one of those adult children who continues by their action, by their sin, to hurt us both. It might be important, husbands and wives, to take separate individual time to do what Teresa just said. Maybe tonight a husband might say to his wife, I want you to take as long as you need to talk through the sadness and pain you're experiencing over what's happening with our son. And I want to be there to care for you and comfort you. I want to be there to share that sadness and sorrow with you. And then maybe later in their week, there could be a time where a wife says to her husband, I want you to take some time tonight for you to talk about the depth of sadness and pain you're going through with what's happening with our son, and give a wife the opportunity to be that journey mate for her husband. We've oftentimes find that that'll be helpful as you walk through some of these things and you walk through them together. The other thing that you will find helpful is to prayerfully ask God to begin to give you his heart, continue to give you his heart for these people, that you see them the way he sees them, such that in the midst of their sin, in the midst of their reaction, their lack of response, their indifference, their disrespect, that you see them with the eyes of your heart the way he does, hurting, alone, isolated, separated. And in the midst of that, ask him to continue to give you a heart of compassion. And then finally, would you meditate? It'll help you to meditate on this principle that when you continue to love, even when you're not loved back, in some strange way, as you have done it unto the least of these, you have done it unto him. Christ really does understand. He understands times when he was celebrating and no one was there for him. He understands when he was hurting and no one was there for him. And in the midst of your care and love to those around you who maybe aren't responding, you in some mysterious way are loving him, loving like you have been loved by him. And then lastly, you may need some additional help and care. Maybe a pastoral friend, counselor, who can come alongside and help you receive, first of all, the caring, compassionate heart of God, that you might not grow weary in your well-doing. Love does hurt. But you know, the closing thought would be this in today's program. Imagine that God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. He loved us so much that he gave his only son at Calvary. Love does hurt. But it was for a purpose, in order that you and I might become the righteousness of Christ in him. Love that does hurt does have an eternal reward. Heavenly Father, would you open the eyes of our heart to see the eternal rewards that are associated with us loving as we have been loved. Thank you for doing that. And thank you today for joining us on Great Commandment Radio. We look forward to next week's programs with you as we enter into the month of February and the Valentine's weeks ahead. A focus on love, as on Great Commandment Radio, we look forward to sharing principles of loving him and others with you.
David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries, thanks so much for joining us this week for Great Commandment Radio, Relationships That Work. It's part of living life as God intended, and the way to do that is by learning the how-tos of living out the greatest of all commandments. Once you learn how to love God and love others, the rest is easy. Learn how to love God and love others with free downloads and resources, including the Great Commandment Principle book. There's a great place to start. The Great Commandment Principle by David and Teresa Ferguson. Order your copy or for someone you love. GreatCommandment.net. greatcommandment.net or call our toll-free number 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. We close this week with a special thanks to all of our stations, our Great Commandment network of radio stations. Be sure to support this station, local Christian radio. It's good news we can all use in our communities. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.